Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, man? Tuned in to Great Faith Untamed Radio. You know what I'm saying? Just came on here to do a quick show. Try to give some tips and tricks to my peoples on how to deal with the police. Give me a second. Alright, there we go. Alright, I'm gonna kind of wait. I'm gonna wait and see if we get some callers before I play this song right quick. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and play it right quick. And this for my boy Ernest King. You know what I'm talking about? It's one of my boys, man, that we play online on the game with, man. He in Vegas. He's doing music. I'm going to do an interview with him and let you know what he got going on, what new projects he got going on. And I got some upcoming tracks still coming from T-Real, you know what I'm saying? My cousin was able to put it down, and I will be trying to support him as well. So I'm going to jam this. This is Ernest Ho from Ernest the King, you know what I'm talking about? And then we'll get back in here and we'll talk about what's going on with these police.
Yeah. It's Ernest Ho. Ernie King. E-Box.
Riding round.
Rolling up through the village of the bright lights, so it's us. Las Vegas hot, but I'm cold as fuck. In the middle of the summer with the window shut. If it's last name first, call me King Ernest. Little nigga hands are wise, got the weed burning. When I step outside, hide your bitch. She attracted to me and it's obvious. So we paint the town, this a masquerade. Like a slot machine, these hoes came to play. I smoke with her, you make it rain. In the club, they hit jump shots, fade away. I stack my bread like D of A. Wells Fargo, JP, Morgan Chase. Keep the money round, these hoes are chase. When you walk on broke, same hoes are flay.
Slow down, bitch, it's service. Tell a holo, bitch, it's service, ho. Slow down, bitch, it's service. Hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Tell them slow down, bitch, it's service. Hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Tell them slow down, bitch, it's service. Slow down, bitch, it's service, ho.
I done popped the Zanny, I done smoked an ounce. Writing harder rhymes for a larger house. Never said that once I was the hardest out. Cause I wrote the plays, then I ran the routes. I'm hard as Rocky, my bitch is Foxy. I'm eating sushi, I'm drinking sake. Yo, bitches watch me like Chelsea lately. This a game of chess, and I'm checkmating. Either king or queen, knights and pawns. My bishop and rooks didn't last as long. Don't mean I wasn't pinning it and half as raw. But yo, bitch already in it with through half the song. Pussy niggas, I ain't winning. Cut the string on the guitar. She gon' need a violinist if he finna keep the record in. Judging by attendance, I'ma kill him by a far. I'ma need a couple minutes.
Slow down, bitch, it's service. Tell a holo, bitch, it's service, ho. Slow down, bitch, it's service. Hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Tell him slow down, bitch, it's service. Hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Tell him slow down, bitch, it's service. Slow down, bitch, it's service, ho.
Robbing hoes, getting cake, riding around different states. Through Arizona, my Nevada place. Two bad bitches, we feeling great.
Robbing hoes, getting cake, riding around different states. Through Arizona, my Nevada place. Two bad bitches, we feeling great.
Yeah, what's up, what's up? That was that boy Ernest King, man. This is Ernest Ho, you know what I'm talking about? This is one of the tracks, man, I got up in here right quick. You know what I'm saying? He'll be sending me some more music in a minute, man. And we'll be having some more music coming from pretty soon. He hasn't called in. He probably haven't got the call-in number yet, you know. But meanwhile, man, let me get on this topic, man, and try to talk to some of you guys, man, on what's going on.
with these police, man, and how some of you individuals, man, might could save yourself from some of these incidents. Now, I will say, you know, you could prolong anything. You know, some of these guys, of course, like some people might say, they are the getters. And it might be true. That's for anybody. You know, if you good, any evil is trying to take you. Whether you're good or bad, evil trying to take you. And it has come through all forms. Police is one form that evil would present itself and use itself to attack you. So the best thing you guys could do is when you come in and you're dealing with police officers, you have to realize one thing, that they are human, you know what I'm saying? And me, as a human being, knowing that I know that I'm not just dumb, knowing that I know when somebody lied to me, no matter who it is, I get pissed off. It's not, and I'm not getting pissed off because they lying to me. I'm getting pissed off because they think I'm that dumb to lie to me. You know what I'm saying? And think, and, you know, and I'm gonna be pissed off because they're like, you really think I'm that dumb, brand new? Do you really think that I'm gonna fall for that shit you trying to sell me? So, to me, I need you guys, young guys out there, anybody who has a authority problem, to just try to maintain your cool, man, because the best things to do and sometimes is to play dumb, even if you're smart. If you're smart, then you should be smart enough to know when you need to play dumb. You know what I'm saying? So to when it comes to police brutality, hold on, let me check my stuff right quick, because I don't know what's going on. But when it comes to police brutality, guys need to think about the individual as the law itself. You know, most individual police are not doing it, but to me, you could change that. And you could change that by any moment, by, you know, because when they see you, they're not looking at you as a person. They're looking at you as a suspect before they're looking at you as a human being. Those are two different things when it comes to police. So you want to get them out of looking at you as a suspect and start looking at you as a human being. And when they look at you as a human being, they treat you totally different. You know what I'm saying? But if a cop is messing with you or harassing you, what you would say, harassing you or whatever, when they shouldn't, the best thing to do is to be nice as you can to get them out your face. The worst thing you could do to get rid of any police is to be a smart ass. You know what I'm saying? I know this. Because at times when I want to get away, I'm not a smart ass. I shut the fuck up. I listen to what they're saying, especially if I know if I don't have anything on me and I haven't done anything. You know what I'm saying? And even when I was, you know, you're talking to a person who ran from the police, and I'm not going to say ran, but I afforded the police, who was looking for me for over 13 years. So when it comes to knowing how to deal with the police and get by through the police, I believe that I got enough medals to qualify for that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but the only thing I'm trying to say is that you could not make yourself look like a suspect at any time by asking them, why are you messing with me? Why are you doing this? No, it's like anything in life. It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I got approached last night at my job, you know what I'm saying, by some police officers. And I only laugh about it because me, I'm just me. I'm used to it, of dealing with them in this way, you know what I'm saying. I feel like anybody else about them, but I know I'm not going to treat them like they're going to treat me. If an officer treats me like a human and he sees that I'm a regular person and he approaches me and deals with me in that manner, then I'm going to deal with him like a regular person who's dealing with me in that manner, who's at a job. You know what I'm saying? But some of them do not conduct business like that, you know what I'm saying, do anything like that, traffic stops or anything. They don't act, some don't act like that. They will act like total assholes. Now, those people, them the ones you have to know when to play dumb. You see what I'm saying? And the only thing you got to do is just be real, man. But if you out there just doing wrong, and you're out there wrong. I can't save your ass. The police can't. I can't save you, man. You know what I'm saying? But if you're somebody who's not doing anything and you get harassed, because a lot of people get harassed and they haven't did anything, but the worst thing you want to do is get an attitude, because they're going to assume off top you did something. I don't care if they're not supposed to or they shouldn't do it. I'm just, you know, they shouldn't be shooting these people, shooting these little kids and everything else, though. But some of these kids, you know, they shouldn't, you know who he is, man. You know, some of these cops are just as scared as you know, regular traffic stops. Then, you know, we being scared of them than stopping us. Some of them are like that. Some of them are the boogeyman to be scared of, and some of them not. Some of them think you the boogeyman, and they scared of you. So it would give them a itchy trigger finger. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you shouldn't get attitudes and show them that you are what they think you are. Which they think you're a monster, you're a thug, you're ruthless. You know, what I'm saying? Come on, I can go on and on. So if they thinking that of you, the last thing to do is to act like that. You know what I'm saying? So to me, most people shouldn't be so hostile towards the police, you know what I'm saying, and have that hostility on the police, on them. You know what I'm saying? I know what they done did. They done did worse than me to not could even go over the line to even tell y'all. So, but I still think like that in that form, because I know some police. I know people who have became police. So, and I know they're not like that. So I can't look at them like that. So therefore, you know, some of these guys who are not like the people that I know, the police that I know, and like the police you know, because some of these police that some of these people probably know is part of the police that they see on TV, the nice and here to protect, to serve police. But during my life, I haven't had those police. But I have had real police, and I have had assholes police. Like, I've had people that do stuff that they weren't supposed to do as a cop to help me out, and I had some people that do some stuff to harm me as a cop that they shouldn't have done, as, you know what I'm saying, to me as a cop. So, but, you know, to each his own. Everywhere you go, you got some assholes and you got some good people. So it's the same thing with the police, and I think everybody needs to treat them according to that. You know what I'm saying? When you let them know that, hey, you're doing your job, I ain't doing nothing, okay, you done labeled me one of your suspects, even though I don't like that you done did that, but since I haven't did anything, here, let me show you, I ain't got nothing. Here, here's my ID. Do this. But on the cool, you don't really have to do none of that. But why would you persist that and have them fuck with you even more harder with that? You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Why would you even do that? But the police approached me last night when I was at my job. I knew they was coming because I'm black. It's late. It's night. They don't know I'm at work. You know what I'm saying? They see us. They turn around and make a whole U-turn. Me and one of my other coworkers, we was smoking cigarettes. The only reason why we was outside. And they come back and they pull up. And, the co-worker was like, man, I'm supposed to go, you know, in the building on their ass, you know what I'm saying, that's what we could have did. But I was going to do it too, but right when I was going to do it, they was too close for me to, I didn't want to be like that. So I turned around and I went to them and they was like, what's going on? And I didn't even I looked at the dude walking to him, but when I spoke to him and told him what we was doing, I wasn't even looking at him. I was looking away from him, looking up in the sky. And I said, work, doing my job. And he started laughing. I kind of giggled, and he rolled off. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, most people would have made that worse than what it was. He had to laugh because I knew why you messing with me, man. But on the cool, I'm not doing anything but doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm at work. But I said in a funny way that he had to giggle, and we both giggled, and he drove off because I was like, at work. And I wasn't even looking at him. I was looking to the sky, looking away from him, looking to the sky. I said that word, like we were sneak talking to each other, doing my job. And he said, and he pulled off. Now, you know, anybody else, I can think some people that have been like the other dude, and they knew they was going to come be dicks. Anybody that knows somebody's going to come be an asshole, they're not going to be friendly with him. But if I could have been a smart addict, I could have used my rights that I knew of. I could have went on, hey, what the fuck, man? I'm doing my job, I am by. I'm not going to be, oh, y'all come over here fuck me just because I'm black. Fuck all that. I ain't got time to be doing all that shit, man. I'm trying to get back to work. What the fuck I want to be going on doing all that shit for, man?
You know, some people just make shit worse than what it really has to be. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only why I just be saying, like, if some people just approach, just conduct themselves in a normal manner when they dealing with the police, whether they like them or not, it just saves them from giving itchy trigger fingers and shooting people in their ass. That's all I'm saying. First of all, if you're grounded in your spirit in the Most High, you wouldn't have to worry about that anyway. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, evil is just evil. So, I just think most individuals could prolong themselves from getting shot, man. I mean, I've seen some of these videos where, yeah, some of these guys got shot in their back, but I ain't gonna lie, most of these videos, these people, really, they wasn't going softly. You feel what I'm saying? They was catching these people on a long day, and some of these people, that's what I'm saying, they could have been like me. I could have persisted, but then what? I'm at these two niggas out trying to whoop my ass and taser and shoot me and shit and pepper spray me, which even if they didn't shoot me first, getting tasered is still playing with my life, getting papers. Pepper sprayed and my face is getting played with my life because people done died of suffocation on that. People done had heart attacks and strokes and whatever the fuck, all that shit from getting hit with a taser. So ain't none of it safe. So I don't want none of this shit done to me. You know, I'm not calling out, I'm not copping out, but I also know that I'm not doing shit for the cops to be fucking with me. And a lot of people not doing shit for the cops to be fucking with me. But when the cops fuck with you, it's what you do when they start fucking with you, man. That's all I'm saying. Some people could prolong getting their ass shot. You know, stop being difficult with somebody who already waiting for you to be difficult, who already living on that wish creed. Like, I wish this motherfucker would. I wish this motherfucker would resist. I wish this motherfucker would talk shit. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't ready, if you ain't about that life and you ain't about to die, what you talking about? Then don't be motherfucking letting them niggas live out their wish creed on your ass. Stop fucking with a motherfucker who is living on a wish creed. Because don't nobody really fuck with people in the hood. You ain't fucking with no nigga in the hood. You niggas that's in the hood, you ain't fucking with no niggas in the hood on no wish creed. Nigga, I know you ain't. I don't want to get up shit, nigga. You ain't going to lie to me, nigga, because you won't live. You probably want you want to see your baby. You want to see your baby mama. You want to see your girl. You want to see some goddamn body, nigga. Give a damn, you gain this boyfriend. I don't give a fuck. You want to see somebody. You don't want to fuck with somebody who don't give a fuck about losing nobody. You know what I'm saying? So nobody want to fuck with that individual. You know what I'm talking about? They don't got time for it. They just like, I ain't got time for that. So, shit, why would y'all be out there fucking with them with that bullshit? Because guess what? I ain't got time for that. Got me fucked up. And he's shooting me. My motherfucking ass. Remember, you know, I ran from the police a lot of times. You know, I don't go in this. I remember one time they had my ass in the woods, they had me feeling like I was some, like a motherfucking Quinte for real and shit, nigga. Running in the woods and they got dogs and shit on my ass and I'm laying in a motherfucking river in the water in the woods and shit in the creek. Man, fuck that shit, man. I ain't never think I ever was going to have that punk ass feeling in my life like some motherfucking runaway slave and shit. And then they fucking caught me, too. Then not only that, nigga, I was playing with myself. Nigga, I'm way out in the fucking wilderness with the fucking white folks with dogs and guns and shit and running from them, nigga. But nobody could witness them pump my motherfucking ass up full of lead like a pencil or some shit, man. The fuck? I wonder what that last time I played with myself with fucking with the police and they didn't even really do anything. You know what I'm saying? Because I gave the fuck up before they let them dogs loose. That's the last thing they said, nigga. You don't fucking turn yourself, you don't fucking give up. We gonna let these laws loose on your ass. And they didn't say it friendly. I'm not saying it in my ghetto version of how they said it. No, they said it exactly the fuck like that. Nigga, you don't come your ass up out of there, we gonna let these dogs loose on your ass. And I was like, I give up. I quit, nigga. I don't feel like, nigga, I'm already been running from you, motherfucker. I'm tired. I'm cold. I'm in this water and shit, nigga. I don't feel like just bit by no motherfucking dog ass on top of this shit. It's like, nigga, I quit. Hey, I told them niggas before they start trying to rough me up and beat me up and shit. Hey, you did your job. You done your job. You caught me. Ain't no more of that. Ain't no extra shit. Yeah, nigga, I done gave the fuck up. Don't be trying to beat me up and rough me up, put your knee in my back. Hey, you did your job. You did your job. Congratulations. Yeah, I did it. You know what I'm saying? And that night, they would have fucked me up if I wasn't telling them that shit. You know what I'm saying? They out there, they pumped up, hyped up, man. They want to whoop my ass. They done sit here and chase me in the woods and shit and motherfucking fields and shit, man. Shit. Hey, I won't do that shit no goddamn more. They could have killed the shit out of me. I'm out there playing with myself, playing with them and shit, man. And I'm not in the city. I'm with some country. Killed Billy Redneck Airlines. I think y'all niggas understand what the fuck I'm talking about when I'm talking about that. Yeah, man. The only thing I'm going to say, man, everybody just carry yourself in a reasonable manner, man, and treat people how you want to be treated and be respectful, man, talking to these police. And y'all can get the fuck on, let them do their job, you know what I'm saying, because you're not going to stop you if you a minority. It's not going to stop them from you not being a suspect. I don't want to hear, like, we don't cry about it, so we know what it is. Just like we know that at night it's dark and in the daytime it's light. We know this. So we're not bitching about it. We're just dealing with it. That's the same thing about it, man. We know what's going on, man, but we need to deal with it. And we need to deal with it in a better manner than what has been dealt with. Because anybody teaching these little kids, they cannot be, not only that they cops, some of these cops are fucking grown. So not only, and now one of y'all going to let no little other person's snot-nosed, little bad-ass little kid just about disrespect you and just about get away with it. So, you know, you think about that when you have your kids out here, even though the cops is fucking assholes and most of them are assholes and KKK members and Klansmen and shit and Uncle Tom's and what now. No, apologize, Uncle Tom's. Sorry, I never disrespect your name again. And some coons and shit. I said it, kissing people's hands. I'm just gonna say it is. Know yourself in a better manner, man. That's all I'm gonna say. You might not get shot in your ass. Busting with the police, man. You know, I had to say it like that and put it in words, but y'all young cats, y'all don't know no other way, man. I gotta tell it to you how it is, bro. I hate to even tell it to you like that, man, but tell you another way, you ain't trying to get it. Go ahead. Let them do you in, man, because you already know they want to, so give them a reason. They looking for one. And I'm just telling y'all young cats, and I'm telling y'all other dudes, some of y'all, because some of y'all guys are older than these young cats, and y'all mind frame is still just the same. So to me, when I'm saying young cats, I'm actually, in my head, I'm thinking about y'all too. Age ain't even matter when it come down to it. The only thing I'm saying, man, I don't like the cops much as you, man. They done fucked me over my life. I can give you endless and countless of time. And for you to be like, you speaking up for trying to take... Nah, motherfucker, I'm trying to take up for y'all. And I'm trying to take up for my... Because even though I'm not a fucking cop, but if I was a cop, and some of the shit that I see today, and these little young motherfuckers doing, and some of these grown young motherfuckers doing, you know, I fuck some of these niggas up, fool. So, you know, I can kind of see where some of them coming from when they run into some retarded motherfuckers doing dumb shit. Because I'm going to give you an example, goddamn. Over Cullinan Boulevard, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who that cat is, man. But he shot an open fire at a gas station with a whole bunch of people and shit in broad daylight. So I'm like, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know who did something to him. I don't know what made that nigga do that shit. One thing I do know, man, I don't give a damn. That nigga shouldn't have did that shit. That shit, I do know he shouldn't have did that shit, man. So I ain't gonna lie, nigga. If that nigga want to sit there and do some shit like that, man, he deserves somebody to do some shit like that to him. You see what I'm saying?
And I'm just saying, if, in other words, if the police catch that nigga, they gonna beat his motherfucking ass, bro. And I don't blame him, because if I was them and I caught that nigga, stupid shit I seen on the video that you done, nigga, I beat your motherfucking ass, nigga. I'll do more than that. I'm just being nice by saying I'll beat your ass. Shit. Doing that old stupid ass, dumb ass shit. Behind shit don't even matter. These motherfuckers keep killing and fucking over their people, fucking their soul over some shit that don't even matter. Ask China, ask Russia. They'll tell you. The fuck y'all niggas over here fucking over your own people and your own blood for over some shit that don't even matter. You might as well get some leaves off the motherfucking ground and motherfucking kill some niggas over that shit before you fucking kill some motherfuckers over the shit that you think what you call money right now. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I know they're accepting it and you can get shit with it, but it really still ain't shit, nigga. Just being honest with you. Might as well kill some motherfuckers over the grass on the ground, nigga. They've been killing some motherfuckers over money, nigga. Fuck that. Now, let's get back to these motherfucking, and especially the ones that's cowards and shoot people in backs and shit, man. Ain't no excuse for that. You know, that goes out to the ones, you know. That's how we know that you're doing something that's foul, because we know you know the lands of the laws of the land, man. Don't shoot unarmed people, nor shoot them in their back. You know what I'm saying? So y'all running around here shooting kids, unarmed kids in their back. Women, too. Don't let me keep going. Babies, puppies, kittens. You know, it's, I could go on. I know y'all killing. If y'all could shoot it, you're going to kill it. If a bullet could fit in his ass, you're going to place it there. You know what I'm talking about? So, just to the ones who trigger happy and can't wait. Because they out there, and you ain't going to never get rid of that. I met some, I was in jail, and they was like, I'm going to become a lawman. And when I become a lawman, he said, I'm not going to be chasing people. He said, I'm going to say, pow. Freeze. And, you know, I heard them say that, you know, with some guys joking, but it didn't kick in to me till about 15 minutes later that I heard what he said. I was like, wait a minute. Did he say what I thought he said? Like, yeah. He gonna shoot a person first, then say freeze. Okay. So, and, you know, these are some of these guys thinking coming up, and he was for real with it, and he was joking. But he was for real. You know what I'm saying? He was joking, but he was for real, talking to another one of his colleagues or whatever. But, you know, some of these guys just got to realize what's going on, bro. You know, you got some of these niggas that's trigger happy, and some of these are regular people at work doing their job. So I believe if you find the ones or you approach them and you treat them when they're doing their job, be like, look, I know you think I look like this and I'm doing this. But I'm not. I'm just trying to get here to there. But since, let me go ahead and clear your mind or whatever, man. Here's my ID. Here's what's going on. Here, blah, 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 blah. I'm gone. You know, just make it real quick and simple with these guys. Don't give them a hard time, man, because they already in the wish a nigga would creed. And don't be the one. Don't be the one that catch the wrong end of the gun. So everybody keep up, man. And if you disrespect somebody as a human being, you know what I'm talking about, no matter who they is, you shouldn't get shot, no matter who is by another brother nor a cop. You know what I'm saying? So everybody hold their ground, man. And I get back at you. I just want to do that show and put that out there. I'm going to spread the show for my young cats to archive it. And y'all really listen what I'm trying to tell you, bro. And great paper up out of here, and I get back at y'all. I'm going to play this song on my way out, man. And Ernie King, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you called in because I've been talking, but we'll do another show in time coming up. I got upcoming music from T-Rail. I got upcoming music coming, some more music coming from Ernie. I got some other new independent music coming from some more from friends I got. You know what I'm saying? So just give me time. Let me get my music list up And I'll be up in here, and we'll be trying to do some more shows, doing something. You know what I'm saying? So just give me a minute, and I get it jumping again. You know what I'm talking about? Because a lot of people want to see me coming back. So I'm going to try to do that. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to my boy Knucklebone. Shouts out to Elo. You know what I'm saying? Bone the Prostitute. You know what I'm saying? Billy Fly. All my niggas that support me, man. Much love, man. Stay real. And oh yeah, before I play this song, shouts out to my crew, you know what I'm saying, on the PlayStation, you know what I'm talking about, UTG for life.
Yeah. It's Ernest, though. Ernie King. E-Box.
Rolling up through the village of the bright lights, so it's us. Las Vegas hot, but I'm cold as fuck. In the middle of the summer with the window shut. If it's last name first, call me King Ernest. Little nigga Hazel Wise got the weed burning. When I step outside, hide your bitch. She attracted to me and it's obvious. So we paint the town, this a masquerade. Like a slot machine, these souls came to play. I smoke with her, you make it rain. In the club, they hit jump shots, fade away. I stack my bread like D of A. Wells Fargo, JP, Morgan Chase. Keep the money round, these hoes are chase. When you walk on broke, same hoes are flake.
Slow down, bitch, it's service. Tell a hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Slow down, bitch, it's service. Hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Tell them slow down, bitch, it's service. Hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Tell them slow down, bitch, it's service. Slow down, bitch, it's service, ho.
I done popped the zanny, I done smoked the ounce. Writing harder rhymes for a larger house. Never said that once I was the hardest out. Cause I wrote the plays, then I ran the routes. I'm hard as Rocky, my bitch is Foxy. I'm eating sushi, I'm drinking sake. Yo, bitches watch me like Chelsea lately. This a game of chess, and I'm checkmating. Either king or queen, knights and pawns. My bishop and rooks didn't last as long. Don't mean I wasn't pinning it and half as raw. But yo, bitch already in it with through half the song. Pussy niggas, I ain't winning. Cut the string on the guitar. She gon' need a violinist if he finna keep the record. Then judging by attendance, I'ma kill him by a four. I'ma need a couple minutes.
Slow down, bitch, it's service. Tell the whole up, bitch, it's service, ho. Slow down, bitch, it's service. Hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Tell them slow down, bitch, it's service. Hold up, bitch, it's service, ho. Tell them slow down, bitch, it's service. Slow down, bitch, it's service, ho.
Robbing hoes, getting cake, riding around different states. Through Arizona, my Nevada place. Two bad bitches, we feeling great.
Robbing hoes, getting cake, riding around different states. Through Arizona, my Nevada place. Two bad bitches, we feeling great.
Alright, man. I'm up out of here, man. Till next time, man. We'll get it to our boys.